Our scripture lesson this morning comes from Psalm 139. I'll be reading from the Good News translation this morning. Part of it is because Good News reads well with the Psalms. Hear now these words. Lord, you have examined me and you know me. You know everything I do. From far away, you understand all my thoughts. You see me, whether I am working or resting, you know all my actions. Even before I speak, you already know what I will say. You are all around me, on every side. You protect me with your power. Your knowledge of me is too deep. It is beyond my understanding. Where could I go to escape from you? Where could I get away from your presence? If I went up to heaven, you would be there. If I lay down in the world of the dead, you would be there. If I flew away beyond the east or lived at the furthest place in the west, you would be there to lead me. You would be there to help me. I could ask the darkness to hide me or the light around me to turn into night. But even the darkness is not dark for you, and the night is as bright as day. Darkness and light are the same to you. You created every part of me. You put me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because you are to be feared. All you do is strange and wonderful. I know it with all my heart. When my bones were being formed, carefully put together in my mother's room, when I was growing there in secret, you knew that I was there. You saw me before I was born. The days allotted me had all been recorded in your book before any of them ever began. Oh God, how difficult I find your thoughts. How many of them there are. If I counted them, they would be more than the grains of sand. Here ends our lesson. Let us pray. Lord God, we thank you for these words of Scripture and ask now that your Spirit guide me and all of us as we reflect upon this passage this morning. Amen. Again, I say good morning. The folks that were here guiding you in will tell you I've been a little nervous this morning. Maybe a lot nervous this morning. It has been a long time since I preached before a crowd I could see. And so being a bit nervous, I decided to do what I often do when I am nervous or agitated or uncertain or just otherwise out of sorts. I turned to the Psalms for my comfort. The Psalms are a special part of the Bible. They are part poem, part song, and mostly prayer. Although the Psalms do convey solid doctrine of our faith, we don't usually turn to the Psalms for doctrine. We turn to the Psalms because they touch us. They touch us at our soul. And part of the reason it is so easy for us to connect with the Psalms is that the Psalms are unique within the literature of the Bible. We refer to the Bible as God's words, and the Bible, through the Bible, God's word comes to us in many forms. Much of the Bible is in the form of story, which are narratives that tell us how God has interacted with humans throughout the ages. Part of the Bible is in the form of doctrine, which tells us how we are to understand God. The Apostle Paul was a great writer of doctrine. Some of the Bible comes in the form of instructions or commandments, which tells us how God wants us to live. And then there are the Psalms. The Psalms are different because the Psalms are humans voicing their concerns to God. These are not God's words directed down to us, but they are the psalmist's words directed towards God. They are prayers. They are prayers that we are all invited to pray. So on this special morning, when I am more nervous than I can remember, I turn to one of the great psalms, Psalm 139. And this is such a wonderful psalm. Even as I read it again this morning, I find it to be one of the most, shall I say, difficult to read, maybe challenging to read, because I find that it both comforts me and challenges me. As a fellow preacher once put it, do you think most people feel this scripture is comforting or threatening? Listen to the words at the beginning of this psalm again and see how it strikes you. Lord, you have examined me and you know me. You know everything I do. From far away, you understand my thoughts. You see me whether I am working or resting. You know all my actions. And now listen again. Lord, you have examined me and you know me. You know everything I do. From far away, you understand all my thoughts. You see me whether I am working or resting. You know all my actions. Now, how we hear those words is how we connect with this psalm. You know, years ago, when I first read the words of this psalm, the first thing that came into my mind was IRS audit. Who doesn't cringe even a little bit at the thought of an IRS audit? And yet, I have nothing to fear, but if you want to make my heart stop, send me a letter that says, "Dear Mr. Gowan, the Internal Revenue Service will be auditing your tax returns." And if I am a little scared by the IRS investigating me, how much more scared should I be if I knew that God were going to give me an audit? The psalmist is talking about an audit here, an audit of our lives and even of our thoughts. However clean I may be with my taxes, I know that not all of my life is so pure. I know that there are times that I have bent the rules, that I have cut the corners, that I have violated God's commandments. Oh, not in a big way, but in a myriad of little ways. The last thing I want to hear is the psalmist telling me that God has examined me already. It makes me want to run and hide. Only the psalmist speaks to that as well, for he says, "Where can I go to get away from God? To the east, not a chance. To the west, nope, God is there waiting for me. I could climb to the highest peak, but guess what? God is there. Or maybe I could try to hide in the deepest depths of the ocean, but even there, God has the welcome mat out for me. Even the darkness of night will not hide me, for as the psalmist said, to the God, the darkness is as daylight." And so this psalm can be threatening and scary. You might remember the animated movie Shrek. In the movie, the ogre, who is named Shrek, tells his donkey sidekick that ogres are like onions. They are made up of many layers. I don't know a thing about ogres, and that might be true, but I do know that people are made up of many layers. Or perhaps I should say we live multi-layered lives. Our outermost layer is our public layer, the part of us that we allow the world to see. It is the part that interacts with others at work, at school, in the neighborhood, or at the store. This is the surface layer. We reveal to the world only that which is necessary to get things done. Our more personal thoughts, goals, hopes, and dreams we reserve for those who are closer to us, those who get to see the next layer. Here, our family, our friends are allowed in. We can share our happy moments, our daily struggles, our fun and games. These are layers reserved for those whom we know a little better. It is here that we begin to form the bonds of intimacy. And that intimacy then reveals another layer, some like husbands and wives or close friend, we let into even deeper layers. For those special people, we share our hopes, our dreams, our frustrations, and even our disappointments, our weaknesses, and our fears. But there is part of us we will not reveal even to those who are closest to us. Our innermost layer that we keep with our most precious thoughts, our most grievous mistakes. The things that we are ashamed about are the things that we are too scared to share with someone else. And yet the psalmist tells us that even this layer, this personal innermost layer, is revealed to God. As the preacher said, do you find this psalm threatening or comforting? She went on to say that it all depends on how you understand and accept God's grace. The psalmist seems to accept God's grace better than I do. For it seems that the psalmist is asking God to examine him. Examine me, O God, and know my mind. Test me and discover my thoughts, he writes. The psalmist seems not to be afraid, but to welcome God's examination. When the psalmist tells about running away and hiding, it seems to be more a statement about God than about himself. Where I was picturing myself running away from God, from a God I can't escape, the psalmist seems to welcome the God who won't let him escape. When I was in college, one summer, a buddy of mine and I went out west to go backpacking. We decided to go backpack in Glacier National Park, way up in Montana. We were young, and we didn't understand how everything worked. We got there and discovered that we weren't allowed to go backpacking in the backcountry because we hadn't reserved a spot. It's where I learned about reservations. We haven't reserved a spot. It didn't sound fair to us. It seemed to me they were saying we weren't ready to go backpacking, so we weren't allowed to go. It felt like a punishment. The rangers were trying to be nice, however. They did direct us to some trails that we could hike each day and to a campground where we could pitch our tent. But we couldn't go into the backcountry because we didn't have reservations. And so the rangers were explaining all this to my buddy, where we could go and where we could camp. I happened to sort of wander around and took a look at the desk where the rangers were standing. And there, sitting on the desk, was a 3-ring binder. And it had the names that were written all over it. The names of those who had made reservations for backpacking. You know, this is before, well before computers recorded it all. They just wrote it down on pieces of paper. And what I saw changed my mind and my mood. You see, there was a column for your name, and then there was a column for the number in your party, and then there was another column for the trails that you planned to hike, and another column for the day that you left. And then finally there was a column that said, day of return. And all of a sudden, I realized that the rangers weren't just guarding the wilderness from a couple of crazy college kids. They were protecting a couple of crazy college kids from themselves. If I had gone into the wilderness and had not returned by my return date, they would come and look for us. Unexpectedly in that moment, I felt very comforted. Here was a group of people who were going to find hikers that lost their way. Psalm 139 brings me that same sort of comfort. It says, God will watch for my return no matter where I happen to wander, and if I don't return, God will come looking for me. the words of the psalm, words that sounded like words I should fear, are actually words thanking God. God, examine me, because when you examine me, you will remove the sinfulness that is within me. You will remove my anxiety and my fears and my worries and all that makes me ashamed. And that keeps me looking up. These words that might sound threatening are now words of comfort and renewal. We have been through a very rough year. Today marks one small step in recovering from all this, but what this psalm tells me that is that despite all I have felt during this, all the wandering we've done in this wilderness of a pandemic, this psalm tells us that God was always there with us and that God will always be there with us as we move ahead. And all I can say is thank God.